The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. It was wonderful to see so many of you last night at the RUC banquet at the Villa Milano. What a great time. Great crowd. My goodness, the place was packed out with people who care about the students in our schools, particularly public schools. What a great organization Relationships Under Construction is. And to all of you who attended the banquet, thank you for your support for this a great organization. One of the more unusual banquets I have ever been a part of. I have been the MC for dozens, I don't know, maybe hundreds of banquets through the years. It was probably the most unique MCing experience I've ever had. If you weren't there, I can't explain it. If you were there, you know what I'm talking about. But we had fun. And I'm praying that they met their financial goals. It was a good evening. Had a comedian, Christian comedian, that I'd never heard of, ever. And I thought I was pretty familiar with any and all Christian comedian. I never heard of this guy. And to be honest, he started out really slow on his jokes and relationship with the audience. But then, oh my goodness, he was hysterical. Anyway, it was a good evening. You've heard the phrase, he or she is dumber than a rock. Is it possible to be so dumb that would be offensive to even rocks? Oh, I think we've got someone in the U.S. Congress that, well, he is dumber than a rock. If you have not heard the comments made by Representative Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas on the day of the eclipse on Monday, you've got to hear this. I'll have it sometime after the top of the hour. It is one of the dumbest things I have ever heard by any elected representative. It was bad. And if you haven't heard, you got to hear this. I'll play it for you sometime after the top of the hour. Here in Columbus, the Ohio State University has had an official complaint filed against it by three Jewish defense organizations: Stand With Us, the Anti-Defamation League, and the Brandeis Center. All claim that there have been multiple incidents on the campus of the Ohio State University since the Israel-Hamas war began on October 7th. They have filed an official complaint against the university under Title VI, alleging, quote, Ohio State University failed to address discrimination and harassment against Jewish and Israeli students after the Hamas attack against Israel last October. Quote, this is part of the official complaint. Since October 7th, Jewish students on campuses nationwide have faced unprecedented anti-Semitic harassment and discrimination. Ohio State University is no exception. Anti-Semitism is expressed openly. Blatant verbal and physical threats and attacks on Jewish students often go unaddressed by the administration. By filing this Title VI federal complaint, we aim to hold the administration accountable. The complaint cites several incidents alleging Jewish students have been spat on, harassed for their identity, pennies thrown at them by fraternity members, and other complaints. In response, the university has responded by saying it has stated unequivocally on numerous occasions that the university has no tolerance for violations of the law or university policy. Ohio State has not and will not tolerate hatred, intimidation, or harassment of anyone based on their religious beliefs, nationality, or identity. That is part of the response from Ohio State University. Quote, the organizations listed in the complaint are seeking that the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights compel the university to implement a series of measures necessary to secure the safety of Jewish and Israeli students at Ohio State. I have no problem at all believing that this has happened. There is a large Palestinian Muslim presence on the campus of Ohio State University. The level of hatred from the Arab, Palestinian, Muslim community, I don't believe, has ever been greater than it is now all around the country. I shared with you yesterday or the day before that a large number of protesters took over the largest cafeteria inside the Capitol building. Yeah, it's illegal to do that in the Capitol building, to be in the Capitol building illegally. Yeah. Anybody say January 6th? Remember that? Yeah. They took it over and would not allow congressmen and women to eat lunch or staffers, because they said if people can't eat in Gaza, people can't eat in Congress. This is just the tip of the proverbial iceberg. Protests all over the country stating clearly anti-Semitism. So is that really prevalent on the campus of Ohio State University? Well, we will see how this complaint plays out and how the U.S. Department of Education deals with it. I'll keep my eyes and ears open, and as soon as there are any progress, reports, movement on this complaint, and a subsequent investigation, I will certainly share it with you. We know that the party rejecting calls for a ceasefire are not Israel. In spite of what you hear in the mainstream media, in spite of what you're hearing in the massive protests around the country, in spite of what you're hearing from the United Nations, it is not Israel that is resisting the commencement of a ceasefire. It's clearly Hamas. Well, now we know why, or at least we know part of the reason why Hamas is continuously refusing a negotiated ceasefire. And it's a very sad and tragic reason. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll share with you why Hamas has been unwilling to negotiate a ceasefire. You're listening to Bob Burney Live, and my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, now we know why Hamas has, at least one of the major reasons why they have been unwilling to negotiate a ceasefire. And I know that you have thought of this because you're smarter than the average bear. But isn't it interesting that in all of the demonstrations, all of the speeches by the liberal left, including our president, everybody is blaming Israel for not reaching a ceasefire? The United Nations, almost all of the Democrats in Congress, we need to demand that Israel enter a ceasefire agreement with Hamas. Have you noticed that? It's always Israel must. We are demanding that Israel, the president just yesterday in an interview with, I believe it was Univision, demanded Israel must enter into a ceasefire. Takes two parties to enter into a ceasefire? Have you heard anyone demanding that Hamas negotiate a ceasefire? That Hamas agree to a ceasefire? No, I'm being serious. Any of you heard that? And of course, we know that Hamas started this whole thing on October 7th. It wasn't Israel that started it. It was Hamas. They initiated this whole war intentionally. And by the way, everything that has happened since October 7th has gone exactly according to the plan of Hamas. Hamas wanted to initiate a conflict with Israel. They wanted to start a war with Israel. They literally wanted Israel to attack. Hamas wanted as many innocent civilians to die as possible because that's a PR victory for them. The more innocent Palestinians who die in Gaza, the better for Hamas. And I think most of you know this is true. So where is the demand of the world? We demand that Hamas negotiate a ceasefire. No, it's always Israel. It's always Israel. Okay. Now, Hamas has said, no, can't do it. Well, now we know why. In all negotiations concerning a ceasefire, and I mean all of them, One of the big sticking points is exchange of hostages for Palestinian prisoners. And it's always lopsided. Hamas says, yeah, we will give you 10 hostages if you give us 300 prisoners. Really? And I double dog dare you to check this out. It's always lopsided. Hamas says, okay, we'll give you a handful of hostages, but you got to give us a couple hundred prisoners. And Israel has been willing to do that. But this time, Israel is demanding a certain number of hostages to be released. And in the current negotiations, it's 40. Israel has said to Hamas, you name the number of prisoners that we have that you want. We are demanding 40 Israeli hostages to be released, primarily women, children, and so forth, but 40 hostages. Well, Hamas, in fact, let me just read you the story, and this is from CNN. Hamas has indicated it is currently unable to identify 40 Israeli hostages needed for the first phase of a ceasefire deal. Now, we know that there were hundreds of hostages taken on October 7th. A handful have been released. That should mean there are still a few hundred in captivity. Israel is demanding you got to release at least 40. And Hamas has finally admitted, we don't know that there are 40 that are still alive. Hamas has told, and I'm quoting, Hamas has told international mediators, which include Qatar and Egypt, it does not have 40 living hostages who match those criteria for release. The rest have been killed. They have died. But Hamas is admitting they don't even have 40 that are still alive. How will the world respond to this shocking, tragic news? They'll blame it on Israel. Yeah, Israel has been demanding the release of the hostages from the very beginning. Somehow the world will blame Israel. But at least now we know at least one of the major reasons why Hamas has been unable to negotiate a ceasefire. It's not Israel, folks. It's Hamas.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.